rub repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Mobile in Jackson Hill. This is informal and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has party all times, it can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic out there at this time? Okay, hearing none. Are there any portables out there or battery powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Please call now. This is N201Q, and I'll take regular check-in for members and guests. Please call now.
This KD2AIT, good evening.
WX2PJR, good evening, Dan.
KA2VLA.
KA2YDC, hi Dan.
KC2NBU, hello Dan.
Okay, I come in here fast and furious, so, let's see, hold on a minute here. Okay, I'm going to go down through this list. They come in here fast and furious, so I might have missed some here. Okay, KD2AIT, WX2PJ, PJR, KA2VLA, and KA2YDC. Did I miss somebody? Oh, I guess I did pretty good. Okay, very good. KD2AIT, KD2AIT. Good evening, Justin. How was everything with you this evening?
Well, good evening, Dan. Everything's fine here. Before I forget, I want to let KA2VLA know that Octan has a message for you, and they want you to... you could make it to their net tonight here. They usually come in between 9:30 and 10 sometime. They got a message to deliver for you, so they wanted to do it themselves. Oh, and by the way, I know it's, I don't know if it's today or if it's tomorrow, but or sometime here soon, your birthday's coming up, so let me be the first to wish you happy birthday. As for myself, not much going on here. Just had to work today. I'm trying to get a bunch of stuff done. I'd like to get up to camp this weekend, barring the end of the world not happening. As we listen to the weather, and make it sound like we got a huge blizzard of the century coming. We'll have to see. Other than that, I'm just here kind of tinkering around online, not doing much. So, N2AIQ, this is KD2AIT. I'll be clear and listening on the rest of the net here.
Okay, hey, whose birthday is coming up?
That's Clint there, KA2VLA.
Okay, very good, but I'm sorry, Jeff. Yeah, I heard something about birthday, and anyways, I think my radio here was screwed up for a minute, so I didn't catch it all. So, okay, well, happy birthday there, Clint. And anyways, okay, very good, Jeff. I'm kind of rusty at this tonight. Well, once I get going on doing this here every week, I'll get better at it. I ain't done it in a long time, so I'm kind of... kind of rust, very rusty. So, anyways, okay. WX2PTR. Okay, come on in. Oh, there you go.
No, it's all right there, Dan. Anyways, yeah. What is it there? Last March, I started taking a Rooster net again. Yeah, I was rusty with that too after like 5 or 6 years of not doing it. That was fun. And all these new calls too, the KD calls, they're the funnest. It's just different. I mean, nothing against them. Nothing against them at all. I think it's still nice. Cool. But it's just so used to the KCs and the Ns and the W calls and all that stuff. And then you get the KD in there and it's like, well, where'd that come from? Oh, not too much going on here tonight. 7 degrees out there now. It's dropping like a rock, so it's going to be a cold one. Hopefully we don't get too much snow here in the next couple of days, but looks like the eastern cities there, they might get nailed. About time they got hit by a good snowstorm. However, don't really want to see them get hit by one after what they got in October. Kind of bad. So anyways, not too much else going on, I guess, here. I'll give you one for the count. Pass it back to you, WX2PJR.
Okay, pretty good, Paul. I'm your report there this evening, and everything there for sure. Yeah, what the storm brings does to us. It won't amount to much, you know. Who knows? But I got gas in the snowblower, and my son's going to gas up his truck, so he's got gas in the snowplow and ready to go. So whatever happens. Okay, K2VLA, good evening. How's everything good this evening?
N2OYQ, good evening, Dan. Kathy, this is KE2VLA. Well, shoveled a little snow this morning. We had about an inch or two of fluff. Keep the driveway cleaned out. We have senior bowling every Wednesday afternoon. So we bowled three games. Didn't do too well, but it was fun. Tell Jeff that I'll be standing by tonight when the county counts in. Yeah, it's my 89th birthday coming up tomorrow. No more 88s. Moving up to another digit up there. So we thank everybody for all their birthday wishes. This is KA2VLA. We'll stand by.
All right, very good, Clap. Very good on everything there this evening. Yeah, 88 years old. That's super. That's super. And I hope you're wrong for another 88. But anyways, we know that's not possible. If it does end up that way, you'll be the oldest person in the world. So anyways, happy birthday, Clint. And Jeff, did you copy Clint? He was asking something.
Roger, I copy him there. Yep. I was supposed to call him today and give him that message, and I said I was going to, and I woke up this morning running right to work and just kind of forgot all about it. So I'm sorry. So at least I got it to him today, and they're expecting him here on the Octane later. KD2AIT.
Okay, very good, Jeff. And Clint, thanks a lot for checking in, Sam. Okay, KA2YDC, Charlie up there in Star Lake. How's everything with you? I haven't heard you in a century, so how's everything up there?
Well, Dan, and happy birthday to Clint. Thanks for calling in. And, everything's fine up here and fine. I know how much you guys like to hear me say that. The wife was supposed to go grocery shopping today, but she didn't make it. So I guess she's doing it tomorrow afternoon. Hope the weather holds up for her. And let's see, what else is going on? I don't know. Day older and deeper in debt, as they say. I guess that's what's going on here. And yeah, nice to hear you there again there, Dan. It's a long time ago. Man, used to talk to her three times a night there. Yeah, but good to hear you again, and trying to get back into the swing of things, checking out these nets there. I slacking away from amateur radio there for a while there and just trying to get back into it, so. Take care, and this is
KA2YDC.
Back to
that. Very good, Charlie, very good. How's your health been doing? Pretty good?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, I had a stroke here about 5 years ago. I imagine you knew about that there, but other than that, everything's fine. Everything, once in a while, I'll get telling a story or something, and get excited about telling it and get it all messed up, but if I take my time, I can be all right. But if I get excited, you might well hear about it from somebody else because I'll always mess it up there. But that's about it. YDC.
You're pretty good, Charlie. Yeah, I do remember that, hearing that, that's for sure. But you sound really good, though. You sound really good. So, okay, pretty good, Charlie. Thanks a lot for checking in. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ, Net Control for the Black Revised Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins.
WB2RUQ.
KC2MBU.
Okay, we got WB2RQ, RUQ, and KC2MBU. Good evening, John. WB2RUQ. How's everything with you this evening? I'll get this straight now after a while. How you doing?
Hey, Dan. Doing good. Doing quite good. It was sunny here most of the day in the Hudson Valley, right along the Hudson River. Currently it's 29 degrees down here in the southern part of the state. I guess we're expecting snow. I guess the Weather Bureau's trying to figure out which model it's going to be, so we'll just have to wait. I got the snow blower ready, so I don't have to go anywhere, so I'll just wait it out. And if my Uncle Clint is still on the air there, I'll wish him a happy birthday tomorrow, too. Wish him tonight. So that's about it. Nothing else, Dan. No traffic, and things are quiet and peaceful here in the valley. So back to net, WB2RUQ.
Okay, very good, John. Very good. You know, how far are you from New York, then, New York City?
About 70 miles. I used to work in New York. About 7 years I worked in New York. Used to take the train down from here. It's easy, about an hour and a half on the train with all the stops. And yeah, it actually worked out pretty nice. Our office is right across from Grand Central Station. But a lot of the times I had to catch a plane and go somewhere else in the country. But it was still great. Believe it or not, New York is not a bad place to work in. All right, back to you, Dan. WBTREQ.
Thank you. Very good, John. Thanks a lot for checking this evening, and have a good one. We'll talk to you another time for sure. KC2MBU, good evening, Ray, and how's everything with you this evening?
Good, Dan. We got 14 degrees up on the hill, and boy, the stars are out, so the temperature's going to drop. I guess they're saying it's going to go below zero here tonight. So I got the wood stove all stoked up and ready to keep the house warm tonight. Over.
Yeah, very good, very good. Yeah, I know. Right now I got 10 degrees and I was out earlier, but you know it was cloudy then, but it's going to clear up for sure. Yeah, I wanted to tell you that I bought one of those radios that like you got, but this here was a new model. It's a 2013. It's same number, but it's got a plus on the end of it.
Yeah, well, it's probably a little fancier than mine then. I've been very pleased with it so far.
The only thing, like you said, you have problems is programming. I can put the frequencies in there in the the first part, but trying to put it into the channels, I ain't had much luck with that. But I can bring it where I can, and the handheld, I got the lava repeater in it, on A, I think, and I got the boom repeater on B on it. But for some reason, I just can't get through my head how to put it into the channels. I went on the internet and saw all kinds of stuff, but it just don't work for me. But I did buy that cable, but that program it come with, it don't work. I don't know why. It just don't work. So I don't know. Anyways, maybe you can give me some hints how to do it. N2YQ.
Yeah, they say it's a lot easier to program using the cable and using your computer to do it. But I haven't set mine up yet. I just basically read the basics, and of course the as you found out, the instruction book really, really stinks. But for the most part, it's intuitive. It's fairly user-friendly, much more user-friendly than the entry-level model. At least it's got the keypad on the separate on the radio. So, like I said, for keep in the glove box of the car and not have to worry about banging around an expensive radio, it works great. I bought one for both of my trucks. Over. Okay, very good, very good. Yeah, and the FM radio on that works really well on it too. Okay, very, very good, Ray. Thanks a lot, and thanks a lot for checking in this evening. This is N2OIQ, Net Control for the Black Revised Service Net. Do we have any other check-ins out there for the net this evening? Do we have any comments or any queries for the net? Please call now. Okay, hearing none. Thank everybody for checking in this evening. And everyone have a good night with left of it, and a good day tomorrow, and talk to you all later. So this is N2OIQ, now closing the Black Revised Service Net, and return the repeater to other amateurs. Sally Trees and Golden Doll, N2OIQ clear.
To the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, and also looking for KA2VLA if he's standing by. Stations, come now, please.
KC2NBU, good evening. No traffic.
This is KD2AIT, good evening. No traffic. He said he was going to be here, so... He should be here. He might have stepped out for a second.
Okay, very good. We got KC2NBU, hi Ray, and KC2AIT, hello Jeff. Thank you both for checking in, and looking for KA2VLA.
KA2VLA, KB2KO Jack.
It's his birthday. I think he's eating cake.
Yeah, he's not here yet. Mark.
Tell him to stand by. He comes in. I got a check of 685 and the 85, but Tom wanted me to stop by, so what do you want me to do, jack him back and tell Tom he ain't there yet?
Yeah, maybe that would be the best thing to do. Yeah, just go back and check yours, and if he comes in, I'll have him stand by a few couple minutes, because it won't take you that long.
No, I'll go check with Tom, because he wanted me to stop back by in that control before I check the repeater, so I'll go do that, Tom. KB2KOJ.
Okay, very good. You got a good signal up here, too. Okay, looking for KA2VLA, any additional stations? KC2AIT, Jeff, would you be interested in picking the traffic up? All you have to do is, you know, just kind of write it down and just read it to them.
Roger, I can do that. I'm going to be here for a little bit working anyway, so, yeah, I can do that.
Okay, very good. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Okay. Number 120, routine, KA2ZNZ, 8, just the number 8, Liverpool, New York, February 6th, going to Clint. Do you have his phone number?
Roger, I have his phone number.
Okay, so I don't have to give it to you. The only part you have to read to him is the text, and that's what I'm going to give to you right now. Break. Happy birthday, Clint. Have a great day. 7-3 break. Jack. Kilo Alpha 2 Zulu, November Zulu. Net Manager Octan. The reason I say that, the preamble is for sending purposes. That number 8 means there's eight groups in the text. And if you count it, happy birthday, Clint, have a great day, 7-3, that would be eight groups. But you don't have to read that part to them. All you have to read to them is just the text itself. How'd you do on that one?
Roger, I got it here. Says, happy birthday, Clint. Have a great day, 73s, from K2ZZ.
Okay, and I have a second one for him from my wife. And again, this is the routing part of it, you might say. 121, routine, K2ZZ. 14, Liverpool, New York. February 6th, going to Clint, KA2VLA break. And again, this is the text part that you could, that you read to him. Time flies, but never fear. Let us celebrate another year. Happy birthday, Clint. 73/88 break. And the signature on this one is Carol, C-A-R-O-L, N2MQP, November 2, Mike Quebec, Papa. We've both known Clint and Barry for years, actually. End of the traffic, how'd you do?
Okay, I got everything after 70, well, I got everything up to 73/88. What was the last part there? Was that the call sign and the name? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a signature. Actually, we say break at the beginning of the text, break at the end, and then the signature was Carol, C-A-R-O-L, November 2, Mike Quebec, Papa, M-Q-P. She says it stands for mighty quiet person, but even I dispute that.
N2MQP. Okay, I got it. My handwriting's atrocious. I should have typed. But, yeah, I got it here. Okay. Yeah, I'll give that to him. He might even be here now. You might want to give him a shout.
K2VLA, are you on the side?
I guess not. I'll give him a call, though.
Yeah, you can give them to him tomorrow. He, as you say, he may have gone to bed. May have kind of forgot to stick it to hang around. I understand that. He's getting along. And, Jeff, if you would stand by for a couple more minutes, Mark, KB2KOJ, has one for him. And so he'll give it to you the same way. And it's, again, just the text part that you read, that you actually read when you deliver traffic like that. Roger?
Roger that, no problem. KD2AIT.
Okay, I'll send him up as soon as he comes back. KA2ZZ. And I should have said thank you very much. KA2ZZ.
You're welcome, no problem. KD2AIT.
KA2VLA, KB2KOJ.
Okay, I was waiting for you to come back to on 17, Mark. Call KD2AIT. He'll take your traffic. KA2Zaza.
Okay, KD2AIT from KD2KOJ. I think it's Jeff. Are you ready to copy?
Yeah, I'm here, ready to copy.
Okay, very good, thanks. Please copy number 136, routine. KB2KOJ, 9. Earlville, New York, February 6th. Going to Clint. KA2VLA, break. Happy birthday, Clint. Hope you enjoy your day. I say again, happy birthday, Clint. Hope you enjoy your day. 7-3 break mark, KB2KOJ. And there's my one for KA2VLA. How'd you do, Jeff?
Roger, I think I got all that. Happy birthday, Clint. Hope you enjoyed your day. 73s from KB2KOJ.
Yeah, it says, happy birthday, Clint. Hope you enjoy your day.
Roger, that's what I have here.
Okay, very good. And I thank you very much for taking the traffic. Do appreciate it, Jeff.
Oh, that's no problem. He might bump in here tonight. If not, I'll just have to get it to him there tomorrow.
Okie doke. Alrighty. Well, tell Clint we said hi and we're thinking of him.
I will do that. Not a problem. And if his birthday is actually tomorrow, so it'll be timely if I give it to him tomorrow anyway. So, all right, KD2AIT clear.
Okay, very good. Take flight, Jeff. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you, and KB2KOJ is clear.
KA2VLA. KA2VLA. This is KD2AIT. You out there, Clint. KA2VLA, this is KD2AIT.
It's the repeater in use, N2KKL.
No, it's not. Go ahead. It's KD2AIT.
KD2AIT, are you still in here, N2KKL?
Roger that. I am still here. Good evening. What's going on?
Okay, I have one for KA2VLA. Need a copy?
Sure, yeah, I can take that.
Okay, please copy number 1400. And routine N2KKL, check of 11, Stockwell, New York. Today's date, 2KA2VLA in Boonville. Break. Are you with me so far?
Roger. Go ahead.
All righty. Happy birthday, Clint. And may you enjoy your special day. 7-3, Slant 88, break. Pauline, N2KKL, how copy?
Could you continue after special day, please?
Roger, may you enjoy your special day.
Okay, happy birthday, Clint. May you enjoy your special day, N2KKO, Pauline.
Roger, may you enjoy your special day. 7-3-88 break, Pauline, N2KKO.
There we go. Okay. Yep, I got a bunch of them here to deliver to tomorrow, so I'll definitely do that. I hope you're having a good evening there. It's KD2AIT.
Thank you very much. Okay. And while I'm here, are there any others wishing to sign into Octen? Alrighty, 7-3 all in to KKLQSY. Thanks again, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. KD2AIT, clear and listening.